AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Day two of the Vatican's four-day clergy sex abuse summit, and Roman Catholic cardinals there are calling for a new culture of accountability to punish bishops who don't protect the faithful from predator priests. Saria Shackley is overseas with this report.
Chicago Cardinal Blaise Cupich says that new legal procedures are needed and that lay experts must be involved at every step of the process to investigate and punish Catholic superiors when they cover up abuse. Mumbai Cardinal Oswald Gracias says bishops must hold themselves accountable and work together because the problem is not confined to one part of the world.
Actor Jussie Smollett's lawyers have released a new statement calling him a man of impeccable character and integrity.
Jussie Smollett's attorneys say Chicago police put on an organized law enforcement spectacle when Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson detailed findings about the alleged attack on the Empire Star yesterday.
Absolute justice. This would be an apology to this city that he smeared.
They say comments like that one have no place in the American legal system. I'm Matt Small.
Evidence of ballot fraud in a North Carolina congressional election. What's next? North Carolina officials have ordered a new election in the 9th Congressional District. The AP's Emery D'Alessio is in Raleigh. And he's got this report.
The State Elections Board did, in fact, vote unanimously to order a new election. So that means that Dan McCready faces a primary challenge in the Democratic side. The Republicans will decide their nominee, and then the parties will face each other in a general election sometime this summer or fall.
Republican Mark Harris says he's ending his fight to be declared the winner following testimony he ignored warning signs about the problems. This is AP Radio News. Ooh, would you buy that tomato? We may be seeing the end of ugly produce. Here's our Ben Thomas.
At the grocery store, are you looking for the perfect tomato? Round, brilliantly red, with a smooth, even skin? Or, if offered a decent discount, would you be just as happy with one a little more quirky in shape, size, or color? That's what companies like Walmart and Whole Foods have been experimenting with in recent years, hoping in part to reduce waste. Alas, the two chains have quietly ended their tests, suggesting dented apples and undersized potatoes do put shoppers off. I'm Ben Thomas.
The White House now says that the United States will keep some troops in Syria, about 200 troops, as part of a small peacekeeping force. President Trump's decision to pull all U.S. forces out of Syria initially has been criticized widely here and abroad. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.